Day 30. This is the prophecy, Zechariah 12, verse 10. I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication, so that they will look on me whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son, and they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. This is the fulfillment of the prophecy. John 19, verses 34 to 37. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and immediately blood and water came out. And he who has seen has testified, and his testimony is true, and he knows that he is telling the truth, so that you also may believe. For these things came to pass to fulfill the scripture, not a bone of him shall be broken. And again another scripture says, they shall look on him whom they pierced. The death of Jesus needed to be confirmed, so one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear. Blood and water ran forth, and everyone knew this would-be king was dead. As John was looking back at this event, he realized that this was all a part of the plan. What had seemed like a tragedy in the moment was actually the only way it could have happened. Going back to the prophet Zechariah, John quotes, "They shall look on him whom they pierced." In Zechariah, they are piercing God. The soldiers and crowds, while thinking they are doing the right thing, are completely missing it, and they have just killed God. The piercing of our God becomes the means through which the blood of Jesus will be poured out on a lost and dying world. Through that crimson flow, all who trust in him will be washed, as Isaiah says, "He was pierced for our transgression." Today's reflection? Jesus went through the most horrific pain and ultimately died in order that we might be restored in relationship with God. Think back to the moment when you first realized what Jesus had done for you. Thank him for his sacrifice.